It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Marion Hodges is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. She is with us now. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And you wanted us to hear something from the much-talked-about hip-hop Broadway musical about Alexander Hamilton and the Founding Fathers. This is the Schuyler Sisters from the soundtrack.
There's nothing rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
Work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work. The Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
You're reminding me, first of all, that I have got to get down to New York and get tickets for this show because everybody loves this show.
Oh, I mean, good luck.
Well, but tell us about the music and what you like about it.
Well, the music, I mean, and that's kind of one of the amazing things about it is this soundtrack is just a juggernaut. It's sold, I think, more than any Broadway soundtrack since 1961, the soundtrack for Camelot. And I think it's because you can listen to it and you get the whole story. You're immediately drawn into this world. We were talking earlier about the creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and what he's done is just created this dense, historically accurate, brilliantly rhymed, like really, really good hip-hop world. And the reason I picked that song, The Schuyler Sisters, is because, you know, I feel like everybody's talking about this play, this soundtrack, and I don't feel like people are giving quite enough attention to how amazing the female lead performances are. And that particular track, it just comes on. You kind of heard it a little bit there, but it turns into this very, like, In Vogue, TLC, Destiny's Child kind of thing. And you get a sense of how good the woman who plays Angelica Schuyler, Renee Elise Goldsberry, is at rapping, which is kind of incredible.
Well, and actually the New York Times' theater critic Ben Brantley wrote about this, that the songs in Hamilton could be performed more or less as they are by Drake or Beyonce or Kanye. So maybe we'll see some of these
songs
coming to the top of the charts. But let's go from Broadway to London for your next pick. This is the British band The Clientele, and this is When She's Tired of Dancing.
When she's tired of dancing, she will fall into a trance and breathe her love. Turning to the shoes she has discarded, she will leave the dusty floor.
Interesting sound there, lo-fi, lots of reverb. What do you like about this?
Yeah, well, this is coming from what they're calling a lost clientele record, something that they recorded years and years ago that is just now seeing the light of day. They've just put out a best of collection called Alone and Unreal, and I like that you honed in on that very lo-fi, very reverb-heavy sound that they've got going on in that track, because the clientele, like what they've been known for on their past few records, is this very rich, very beautifully produced, sort of like golden age of AM radio sound. So it's really cool to go back and hear them in basically a demo stage, and you just get like right to the heart of the songs. And that one in particular, When She's Tired of Dancing, it has that sort of slightly psychedelic kind of hypnotic vibe that they can do well. And they don't do it that often, but every time they pull out that card in their arsenal, I get really excited.
And the website Pitchfork has called Clientele's music 60s-inspired folk pop. And I hear that 60s in there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get to the next one that you had for us. This is the New York singer-songwriter Alice Cohen. This is called Backwards.
And there's a stone in the way around you, falling.
Just
Marian, you have transported us back to the 80s.
Absolutely. Well, she, Alice Cohen was the lead singer of a new wave band called The Vells that were very active in the 80s. And yeah, I love that she's keeping that spirit alive. You know, the sound on that is just a very, very clean synth pop kind of vibe. And it fits right in with, you know, the Tamarins and the Julia Holters and the Beach Houses of the world that have released excellent, excellent records in 2015. But she just has that indie rock female voice that is my favorite. I just think it's very clear and there's no affectation to it whatsoever. And that's kind of becoming a rare thing these days.
And are you finding, by the way, as you look through different kinds of music that's coming out now, that the sound is harkening back more to the 80s or the 60s as the one we heard before was, or the 70s, or what are people gravitating towards?
You know, I think there's a lot of mix and match going on right now, which is kind of exciting. You know, when artists were recording in the 80s, that was about the time that those types of artists, the new wave, the indie pop artists, really started looking back to the 60s. So now we're just in this really exciting age where you can take a little bit from everything and make this new, kind of familiar but kind of exciting thing at the same time.
Well, let's get next to something from the LA producer Daniel T, who recently released a new album. This is called Akusa. Like that. Very different, though.
Yeah, that is local DJ producer hero Daniel T. He's been on the LA scene for many, many years with first as part of a duo called Cosmic Kids, and they have a lot of good remixes under their belt. They do these great disco sets, and he's just put out this first solo EP, and it's all tropical, fun, a little bit Afropop, a lot of goodness in terms of like light dance music, I think is how I would describe it.
All right, well, we have time for one more. This is Pale Blue. This is called One Last Thing.
So
tell us about Pale Blue.
So Pale Blue is a project from Mike Simonetti, who used to co-run the label Italians Do It Better. They're best known for putting out music from Glass Candy and Chromatics. Basically, if you can remember the soundtrack to the film Drive, that was all Italians Do It Better. So it's this very slinky, dark disco.
You know what it sounds like to me, by the way? It sounds a little like La Rue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely in that La Rue zone. And clearly this Pale Blue record has that going on still, but it's taking it into even a more post-punk meets dance direction that just draws you in.
It's funny that you still call it a record. I assume you're not really listening to it on a record player, or are you?
Well, I do actually have that one on vinyl, but I have been listening to it digitally, I must admit.
Marian Hodges, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was great.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.